Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
I woke up this morning. I went to sleep last night with no. I was alone. I've been going through shit. Losing bitches and homies. If I don't make it with this rap, I might be homeless. My mom's don't got a job. My pop's checks ain't enough. I ain't bringing home that money, my whole family is. That's why I move like the mob. I'm watching movies too much. If one wanted you dead, what would you suggest? They wonder why I do drugs and hang with thugs. Since I made it, the city hated. Wait, where is the love? I ride around with my gun. This is not for fun. I stay protected because my homie just took one to the lung. Had him on life support. With his family support. He knew who shot him, but he ain't even show up in court. Yeah, that's a real G. He on a kill spree. The homie popped him, so I hope he don't kill me. Kill
me. What I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. I be going through some things, you don't know what I be thinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. I be going through some things, you don't know what I be thinking.
I'm riding through traffic with Tupac blasting. Where the bitch is irritating from all these questions she asking. Like what bitch is out when, how, and where. You ain't my main bitch, so why the fuck do you care? That's why bitches get then turn around and get left. Somebody need to teach them less talk, more sex. I press when I'm stressed. My granny tell me I'm blessed. But why the fuck do Jesus Christ got me going through this? Everybody need favors. What happen if I go broke? Or say I ain't got it and buy my Lolo's spokes. Right up in your face, set up, fuck you up like some mace. So fuck your hand out, give a young some space. Give a nigga some ace, give me a that's lace. Sprinkle some Miley in it, watch me take this to my face. The snitch is the shooter, they took time away from this case. Holy shit, oh Lord, where is the world today?
It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. I be going through some things, you don't know what I be thinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. It's what I really be smoking, and I really be drinking. I be going through some things, you don't know what I be thinking. What this industry smoke to me is one big lick. I walk inside of a building till an A&R nigga strip. Tell him I need all of my chips. My life been no Section 8. I've been a welfare case. AFDC pump fake. Meanwhile I'm grinding cause drug money ain't like rap money. 4 white kilo snow bunny. Equal one whole show dummy. I'm on this tour busting them f***ed up. I got a bad call. They kill Braves. They kill Chad. My pick on me pup. Puppy eyes on my face bruh. And I really been drinking. What the f*** I really been smoking. What the f***. I'm the sober one, but I'm so stressed out I can't focus. Hide out when I ride out, ski pass with the eyes out. Ski pass in the cut, left me a little ocho. And my young hop out, 2 tears in a bucket. I feel like get the price of fame. Recognize my pain, it's all I know. All I want, but I'm out here though. Call my troops like vomit notes. I'm on this tour bus and I'm f***ed up. I got a bad call and it's all bad. Off OG with my OG and some OE. But the tall glass I'm through some things, you don't know what I be thinking. It's what I really be smoking.
really be drinking. That's what I really be smoking. And I really be drinking. That's what I really be smoking. And I really be drinking. I be going through some things. You don't know what I be thinking.
California. What up, my folks out there in San Diego, too? 905 New York City. It's your hip-hop informer coming from Tampa, Florida. What up, everybody? Hey, the weather's beautiful out here. Don't know what it's like for you, but thanks for rocking with us tonight. Hey, back to school 2014-15. Hey, class is in session for several folks here in Hillsborough County, Tampa, Florida. Went back around August the 20th. But it seems like everybody's back in school right now. Hey, how's it going in your world? What's working? What's not working? You're off to a good start. You got that breakfast ready for the kids. Are they going fed or are they getting school food? Come on, get the kids some cereal before they get to school. Is dinner ready when they come home? Are those after-school activities killing you yet? Hey, it just started. Are you helping them with their homework? Come on, folks. We want to hear from you. What's working? What's not? 917-889-3926. All parents out there and folks who aren't parents but holding down parent responsibilities, and we appreciate you. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, where she's fresh off of a parent-teacher new orientation day. You said it was 2 hours? Toya, welcome to the show.
Yes, it started at 6. I didn't leave till after 8. Yeah. They had us participating like we were actually in school. Bells ringing. We had to get to class in a certain amount of time. It was too much.
Help me understand exactly what the orientation consists of. You have a daughter. What grade is she in?
She's just starting middle school, so she's in 6th grade this year.
This is what middle school.
Yeah, that was a big transition. It started off in the auditorium where they, you know, the principal and the assistant principal give their little general speeches and overview about what they're going for the school year, the new standardized testing, things of that sort. And then from there, we had to go into a day in the life of your student. So we had to go to each class, each block, change classes when the bell rang. It's been way too long. I haven't done that in a long time.
Wow. Back to school 2014-15, classes in session. Hey, all the way live from Plant City, give it up. Hot chocolate, welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, happy Monday, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Hey, you attending orientations too?
No, I am actually on polar ends of the school spectrum where I have a son in college, his 3rd year, shout out to Devon Johnson University, and I have a granddaughter who is starting 1st grade this year. So, so no orientations to attend, but a lot of, you know, prepping to get back. But kind of the same for both, you know, supplies here and there. She needs uniforms, you know, new sneakers, stuff like that. Her daddy got her all straightened out. So she's good to go, and he's good to go as well.
That's what it is. All the way live from the DMV, Shane James, welcome to the show. What up?
Yo, what it be like cracking with you?
Hey, you back and forth at school. You know what
it is.
Yeah,
a little something. A little man started 1st grade this year, so, you know, we got a new teacher to have to check in, you know, make sure she treats him right, make sure he's doing his part, too. So, you know, first day, the thing is, he went back to school before Labor Day. He went to school, like, I think last week, 2 weeks ago,
right.
Something like that. Yeah, so he went to school a while ago. He'd been in school for a couple weeks already. But, you know, had to do that first day thing, make sure he was good. He had a desk and all of that good stuff. And, you know, had the back-to-school night, when was it, last Wednesday. And, you know, that's when we met the teacher and everything. She seems like she's going to be pretty strict. That's what he needs. He needs some structure.
Word.
You know what I mean? So I'm not, you know, I already got an email saying he was running his mouth too damn much. So
already.
I had to check him in at the door. Already. I don't know where he gets this talking thing from.
Where could he possibly? Where could he possibly?
We have no
hey,
idea.
Hey, folks. We're talking about back to school 2014-15. Hey, make sure the kids got what they need. You know, make sure they got their school supplies. I know some of them been in school for 2 weeks. They still don't have their damn school supplies. Hey, come on, folks. Look, help the kids out. Make sure the good physicals, the mental health is all together. Mark those calendars, you know, for report cards to come in. Know when they're coming in because they'll keep
That's
lying
right.
about those report cards. You
That's
know
channel.
What it is. You know how what you used to do. Hey, we'll be right back. Here's T.I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey. Okay. Real time true shit. All I want is bad shit, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. Yeah, bad shit, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre. From they head to their tongue, they so far from mediocre. Right hand in the air, a solid swell. I never go with her, she don't do her hair. No more, and you don't get no kiss if it's a bush down there. Girl, I should see nothing but nookie when I look down there. He come and get with me, shout her, what better to do? He call me, ask you how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kicked back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting, if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Pretty face, flat ass, and she don't have. And one of these, well, I think I pass. I just handed her the key to a new dry jam. When she sick it, I think it back. You should've asked for a beer. That's me on the bad cheek, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre, no. Bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad shit, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre.
Heard he wanna lay it down on Iggy Iggy, gave it to him twice. Now he wanna three Mike Bibby Diva, but I need a bad boy. Rest in peace, Whitney, part of me, but I don't think none of these bitch with me. Why them billboard stop running in place? Heels on me saying give me 6 inches of space. Courtside, why designer frames cover my face? Now everybody in the game wanna get him a taste. I'm still grand hustle first lady. You pay me that he won't go 12 rounds with $1 million baby. I could change your life quick, stop playing with me. And if you ain't talking money, what you saying to me?
I want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre, no. Bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre. I'm every deal with a chick. Kept me in the mansion in the heel with a chick. Get out in tennis shoes, throw some heels on a chick. I'm the type of guy to split a meal with a chick. Hold up, only if she bad. I had tryna find someone that better than my last go. Take her to my castle, drown her in my castle. Say her thinks a little, she can fit it in her way. Hey, told me she can't ride that down no further than a cab. Said I got that down down. She wanna be my tutor, so she give me brain, get into it on the scooter. Have sits on the beat from Bermuda up to Cuba. I need a lot of dime, but I'm looking for a cute chick. Give me that, what she said when she got too fit. When I ain't around, give a damn who you do it with. Pretty face, Minaj, they didn't say 20 at the same time, wanna get your rent paid.
I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre, no. Bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre.
That was T.I. and Iggy, No Mediocre, here on T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Thanks, evening, for our Money Monday. And welcome back to the 2014-2015 school year.
Yup. Kiddies, it's time to buckle down. Get them studies right.
Parents, it's time to buckle down and pay attention to your kids' studies.
And it's preach, girl.
Nah, that's real talk, because they do need that help with their homework, or else they're going to end up not doing it, and then you won't wonder why they ain't get that passing grade. And,
you know. But you know what? I'm not even going to lie, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I would not be able to help. I'm so thankful that I have the polar ends of the spectrum as far as school, like, you know, Everything else I'm good with assisting in the homework area. It's this new math that whatever the kids are being taught
is
blowing my mind. That's got me now feeling so like, fun. Lord have mercy, I must be a relic of the numbers age because none of this makes any sense to me.
Nah, but that's real talk, though, because when I was back in my last school, I was helping a lot of kids with their sixth grade math or whatever, and it was like getting intro to like algebra and stuff. And you know, the fundamentals of algebra is knowing how to do fractions and, you know, multiple digit multiplication. You know what I'm saying? Like two-number multiplication, three-number. So I was helping this one girl out with it, and I was teaching her, like, the traditional method of just, like, you know, going across, like, if it was 313 times 27.
Mm-hmm. And
multiply 3 times each one. You multiply 3 by each number, and then you go to the 1, do that by each number, so you can get your rows of numbers underneath the answer bar. But she had
you had her
where you
all
had
mixed up.
Yo, son.
She ain't know what you were talking.
Trying,
you were speaking Greek.
Dude, I was speaking German to her, son. I'm talking about.
They do it totally different.
Totally different. They have, like, you have to, like, estimate, put the estimate over on one column, and then you have to.
Hold
go,
on.
Like,
wait a
number.
Minute.
Yo.
Hell, wait, time
yo.
Out. Did you say estimate?
They got it. I mean, I can't. Don't
yeah,
right
they come up with the same answer, but it's done totally different now.
Totally,
heck no. No, sir.
It's like, yo, I swear to God, Gina, it's like 7 extra steps that they
no,
show
sir.
You how to get. Yeah.
No, sir.
She's looking at me like I'm bugging, trying to show how to do it. And I'm like, yo, well, let me give you a problem to do, you know, 2 numbers by 2 numbers and show me how y'all are taught to do it. So she got this. She got the writing. She drew a table on the side of the problem, had like 6 lines underneath that, had to write a 400 up here and wrote like a 20 up. I mean, yo, she broke down like each, yo, it was crazy. But all you had to do was multiply one number by the other and then go to the next number, do the same damn thing, then you come up with your answer.
I
you
promise.
The same answer, but I'm sitting there looking at her like, yo, why are they teaching you this garbage?
If my granddaughter tried to show me how to do a math problem right now, I would feel like the dumbest person ever on earth.
Well, that ain't easy. That ain't hard, but I'm just not saying.
Hey, watch. Hey, why? Hey, hey, hey. Watch your mouth.
Oh, no, you
didn't.
Watch your mouth now.
I
got something for you. You watch your mouth now, young buck.
Nah, but I had to go upstairs to the teacher to ask them to explain to me the method that they're teaching them now. And here's even the crazy part about it. The teachers hate teaching that method, but it's part of their standards that they have to follow these new core standards with a revamped educational plan for each district and each county that they have to kind of go this route with. And the teachers hate teaching it, too. They think it's such garbage, and I'm like, I'm glad I'm not the only crazy one. So I'm sitting there asking them, why are y'all torturing yourself and these kids instead of teaching them traditional 2-3-step method to get to the final answer. I'm not understanding. It's like they had a sport. But I mean, it's, I don't know, man. It's like they're making our kids dumber or something like that, because I understand you want to try to find another way of getting the answer, but damn it, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. As far as numerology, you don't have to come up with creative concepts to get to a number. The fundamentals are the basics, so why not, if that's what's taught universally and what's been taught universally for so long, as far as numerology. Now, other things, you know, you can mess with, okay, fine, but numbers are numbers as far as I was always taught. So how do you change, like, estimate what? My mind is so blown by that. So what do you mean estimate?
I'm trying to tell you, it was some wild stuff when I saw it, and I had no clue how to follow that method. Even if it wasn't taught to me, nobody could just look at certain things and kind of figure out if this is, you know, a certain methodology behind it. You could just kind of, you know, just kind of dissect on your own if you have a certain basis of math knowledge. Okay. This one here, totally lost.
Well, you ain't get it either, so I don't feel nearly as bad.
No, don't feel bad, because I'm trying to tell you, it's like completely left field from what we learned coming up, you know what I'm saying, with our foundation in math was working around. So, I mean, it's totally left field nowadays. And I feel bad for the kids that got to be forced to learn this stuff, because it's like you working backwards. You're being counterproductive right now, taking longer to answer the question. Because after a while,
you look at where we are right now compared to other countries, though. We're looking real, real foul. They're making our kids dumb, but, I mean, hey, it ain't taking much to do that either.
I get that, but are they changing the way that they educate their kids, or are they changing the fundamentals
Yes, they are. Yeah, well, it's both, because their kids, and I don't know who they are, but if I'm following you, their kids are not
countries.
In public school. Are you talking about other countries?
Yes.
The education system's different. Values are different. You know, there is no,
right.
I mean, the value system's different. The materialism and just popular culture in the States, I mean, have run amok. You know, I mean, so you got to think also, I mean, spirituality and religion plays a major role in other countries. So focuses are completely different.
This is true.
You know, I mean, you know, so when you just think about, I mean, right now, China it is about to take over the entire world.
Yeah. They've been ripping up for years.
For years. I mean, but where do we draw the line and we own it as it relates to education? I mean, if you look at, just take a look at the dropout rate amongst African-American and Hispanic males right now in this country. The dropout rate is ridiculous. And so at what point does it start to turn around? I mean, the fact that we can be transparent and honest and say that we're challenged, you know, by specific subjects, I mean, that's fine. But I'll tell you, I don't think anything's different from when our parents were coming up. They couldn't do the math that we were doing then. They couldn't do it. But you know what? Well, I'm going to say in general there were still some challenges. My mom couldn't do the math that I was doing in school. But you know what? She had people helping me to do it. She always had people helping me, though. She couldn't do it, but she was going to make sure that I had the help to do it. So I don't even think the fact that, you know, if Regina was asked, if Hot Chocolate was asked to do it, the fact that she couldn't, but she would find somebody, you know, I'm sure, to help it get done.
No doubt about that. I mean, I feel like it's just a little bit different because our parents couldn't help us because they hadn't reached those same levels in their educational, you know, backgrounds or what have you, not because they changed the math. You know what I mean? It was, you know, calculus or trigonometry or something like that, just another level of mathematics. It wasn't the fact
that
they changed, you know, 0 to 1.5 and a half.
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to, because when I got up into, you know, geometry, and even when I got to algebra, but I was ninth grade, and I had algebra in ninth grade. I, you know, did other classes and stuff, then geometry and everything else, trigonometry, and then pre-Cal. Once I got that algebra, she was like, look, take your ass to school early in the morning and get some help from your teacher.
Uh-huh.
How about that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't help you with this right here, Tavian. Now, you know, I'm an elementary school principal. We don't got to think about this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I outside of that, I've had to go to what they call zero period at our high school. We had to go there the period before school started and, you know, get that extra help. And I had to do that for pre-Cal when I was in 12th grade. Because, I mean, I went over to calculus college, and after that, I said, enough, changing my major. The engineering thing going to kick my ass, so.
Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. We got Finance live out of Newark. Hey, it's 9:24.
Touch is such a good
got this thing going
on. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby.
Watch this.
I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true.
Watch this.
Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Watch this.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
it so good, you blew my mind. You pull it up in your open eye. You make me want to tap out every time. The pretty little teeth is so fine. I think that she a winner. She could be a keeper. Cause she's such a good girl. Kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Like 9:28 p.m. here in Tampa Bay. That is Ursha Baby, who will be in the Tampa Bay area December 14th. My birthday is December 11th. I'm accepting all ticket donations. Thank you in advance. All right. Your girl Hot Chocolate here, TM Hot Radio. It is Money Monday, and I'm joined by the general himself, TM Hyman, Save James, and our girl from Newark, Delaware. I said it right. Ha ha. Our girl, Toya.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This evening, I just wanted to touch on protecting your identity. Unfortunately, it seems as though at least 3,000 times a day, someone's identity is stolen. So just a few reminders on how to prevent that. First off, just remember that the key to all of your personal information is normally your social security number. So be very cautious. Please don't carry around anything that may have your social security number on it, or carry your actual social security card on you in your purse or wallet. I know a lot of people that do that, and if for some reason it's lost or stolen, then someone has a potential of actually stealing your identity very easily. So don't carry anything that has your social security number noted on it. Be sure that you lock your mailbox if you can. A lot of people do tend to open accounts and things of that sort just by stealing mail.
If you're going to be out of town, maybe you can stop your mail for a few days, or you can have someone actually check on your mail and enter your mailbox for you while you're away. Any mail, including junk mail or anything that has your personal information, just make sure that it's shredded with a cross-cut shredder to make sure that nothing can be taped together and people can actually obtain your information from those documents. Also, just be very careful and cautious as to what you say in public, especially when you're on a cell phone. It's very easy for people to actually hone in on your calls and actually pick up your information that way. Also, be sure to protect your computer with a firewall, antivirus software, or a program that removes spyware, and be very careful with any type of website that uses cookies that will actually track the types of sites that you I'm actually log on to. Since you can't protect information that's in the hands of other organizations, such as banks, schools, employers, doctors, and so on, just make sure that you monitor your credit report and your credit history with all three credit bureaus. Those, again, are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Just a friendly reminder, you can pull your credit report through each credit bureau for free one time per year by logging to annualcreditreport.com. Just make sure you keep on top of your credit report because usually any type of stolen identity starts with someone opening an account in your name. And if that's the case, most of the time it's going to pop up on your credit report fairly quickly. So just keep that in mind. If for some reason you do have your identity stolen or you lose something like your purse or wallet, just make sure you take action immediately. Call any of the three or actually all of the three credit reporting agencies and put a fraud alert on your account. If you have accounts already open, just make sure that you contact each creditor to let them know you may be a victim of fraud so they can put freezes on your account and actually stop any unauthorized activity. And make sure you also file a police report. A lot of people forget to do that, but something has been stolen. So make sure you file an actual police report. It will make it a little easier for you when you start to dig into trying to clean up any type of fraud on your credit report. So again, it's a lot easier to stop the shopping spree before it begins. A lot of people wait until after something has happened, but it's better to be proactive, especially when it comes to your identity. So just make sure you keep on top of things, check your credit reports one time per year, and also make sure that you don't carry any personal information on you that may have, like, your Social Security number, driver's license numbers, and things of that sort. And that's all I have for you this evening.
Toya Live out of New Park, Delaware, with your Monday, Monday finance segment. Thank you very much. Hey, it's 9:33. We're going to continue on with the combo. Hey, we're back to school this 2014-15 school year. How's it going in your world? You off to a good start? Is breakfast ready for the kids? Is dinner ready when they're home? Hey, it's extremely important to let your children know that you care. If your child is anxious about school, hey, why don't you pack a little personal note in his lunchbox, lunch bag, you know, help him to or help her to reinforce how to deal with things when they're at school. You know, like calm down, breathe, you know, sit down, don't talk too much. Kind of stuff that you got to reinforce with your kids. So when they dig in there to pull something out. You know, they can remember. Shut them out.
I will
be
pop
polite
up on you unannounced.
And that's what I'm getting ready to do this week.
Yes.
And I tell you, I've been telling Isaac the whole time that you better keep your mouth shut because you're about to start getting embarrassed in front of your friends.
Yeah, that was my ace in the hole right there. He never knew when I was going to come from behind one of those columns, boy.
Absolutely. And so we're talking about younger kids, but even with kids that are transitioning into middle school and high school, is really where it's supposed. It really gets thick when you get into middle school. Middle school kind of makes or breaks us because at the end of the day, it's a scary place to be. Now, middle school is where all the you really learn who you are. You really, really learn who you are. You get into a lot of fights in middle school because you're proving yourself. So parents, don't overreact to a lot of things that might pop off. A middle school is that place where it's that defining place. So they need your reinforcement versus your criticism. High school, yeah, you can hold them a little more accountable. They're a little more mature when they get to high school. You're trying to prepare them for the real world. So you got to put foot in ass when they're in high school. But middle school, don't overreact. You know, if the first few days are a little rough, you know, try not to overreact. Younger children particularly, you know, be struggling with that separation anxiety, that shyness, you know, trying to find their identity going from elementary to middle. So be patient.
Yeah, and definitely be patient in your communication with them, because they're not going to be as open and forthcoming with the information at that middle school level as you really want them and need them to be. So, you know, be willing to sit there an extra 5 minutes to, you know, listen or talk or whatever you need to do when you have the opportunity to. Because they're also at an age where either they will talk to you or they're not going to tell you anything at all.
At all.
Yeah.
And I'm not a parent, but I got a lot of kids. I work with a lot of kids. And listen, it's important to reinforce your child's ability to cope. Bottom line, give your child a few strategies about how to deal with situations. They got to be able to come to you. If they feel like you're going to yell and scream or fuss, listen, you're not the person they're coming to.
Nope.
And you want to be the person. You want to be that person.
And we
got to – Go ahead.
No, you won't go to break.
I was about to say we got adult talk coming up with Save James.
Oh, okay. Well, this ain't what I was going to be talking about, but I'm just going to piggyback on your statement having come to you. That's what I'm trying to establish, that relationship, you know, at a young age with my son now. You know, when he does things that I already know about, I'm trying to get him to admit to it. You know, I don't come with fire and brimstone. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'll address it appropriately, but when I want to get him to fess up to it, you know, I just tell him, like, look, I already know what happened. You know, just talk to me. And so we can try to discuss and figure out why you did this, or, you know, what's the reason why, you know, what could we do to help stop it or whatever. You know, but, you know, after that, then he gets coming to him. I'm not going to, you know, it's not necessarily a whooping or no, it's nothing like that, just depending on the severity of the situation. But bottom line is you got to be able to try to get that, like you say, get that relationship the way that they, so they won't shut down on you, so that they will be able to talk to you. And if you got it steps at a young age, I think it's best for you to try to do that. That's
extremely,
all.
Extremely important. Extracurricular activities. Listen, go for quality over quantity this school year. Quality over quantity. This school year, listen, if your child's going to benefit from one or two activities that are fun, listen, reinforce social development and teach anything that's going to teach new skills. Extracurricular activities. Listen, all this coming home, playing video games, doing nothing, sitting around getting fat. You understand? You got some fat kids out there. Listen.
Lazy kids.
Make them get up, get out, do something.
Getting some fresh air, running around in the car, tossing the ball.
Energy level up. Absolutely. Get to
ride the bike.
Outside was the best thing that could happen to us as kids, B.
Yes.
That was the best thing that could happen to
you. Play double dutch. Play
video games came into play later, but it was so much of a bounce of outside being overpowering over video games. That was just like, you know, whatever. I'll do that when I come home. You know what I'm saying?
Video games were something to play when it was raining and when you couldn't go outside.
There you go.
Hey, 9:39.
We'll
be back.
Work till I'm half dead, and I hear people saying she's getting old. And what do I get?
A little reverb.
A daughter! Who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I give her? She cares about me!
Oh. Let's do this for these babies. Mercedes, trucks, fuck, this house is on acres. Blakey ballin' on HD. Y'all need to step up your AV. Life changed again, I was already taking off. My flight changed again, flight change wins. It's barely 12 noon and my wife changed again. Baby needs Pampers. Daddy need at least 3 weeks in the Hamptons. Please don't filthy. My mom and pops mix me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a set off. And I know I'm not perfect, baby. I've been so much trauma, gonna be hard to reverse it with some doctors and some nurses, maybe. Teach me how to treat a lady, open doors on the ladies. This relationship shit is complicated. All I know is we ain't speaking every day. I fucking hate it, and I don't wanna duplicate it. I'm gonna see my mom and pop drop each other motherfuckers crazy, and I got that nigga blood in me. I got his ego in his temper, all that's missing is the drugs and the high on life. I could die from the fall, imagine if I hit the floor, apologies in order. Blue Ivy, my daughter, if it was up to me, you would be with me. Sort of like Daddy Dearest. Father, treat a mother. I don't wanna have to just repeat another. Leave another baby with no daddy, want no mama drama. I just wanna take her back to a time when everything was calmer. Out in Paris on the terrace, watching the Eiffel Tower and the Ferris wheel. Yet still nothing could prepare us for the beauty that you be, blue be. Looking in your eyes, it's like a mirror. Have to face my fear. Cheer up. Why can't you just be happy without these back and forth thoughts? You too much like your daddy. Badly, I just wanted to spend more time with him. Sadly, life wouldn't let me get around with him. Now I got my own daughter, taught her how to take her first step. Cut the cord, watch her take her first breath. And I'm trying and I'm lying if I said I wasn't scared. But in life or death, if I ain't here. Apologies in order, Blue Ivy, my daughter. If it was up to me, you would be with me. Sort of like Daddy Darius.
Tim Hummel Radio Live, thanks for rocking with us this evening. It's about 9:42 here on the East Coast, and it's time, hold on, let me change my voice, excuse me, it's time for the one and only Save James, bring you the group and sexy.
Ooh, I need another pair of shorts on, damn.
Ow.
Hey.
Man, I didn't know you had it in you like that, though. Alright, this is going to be a special, not a special, but when you guys hear this music, y'all normally know I'm getting confused with somebody who does messed up or got caught up doing something. This adult talk, and I'm going to keep it, you know, brevity is the key. This is a song at his dedicated to Ray Rice, because he officially is at it. After that video surfaced in TMZ Sports of what happened in the elevator for real, not looking good for the homie. He left hooks his shorty. If y'all haven't seen the videos, I'm pretty sure if you've been on social media today, got some whispers of it, you probably seen some footage of it. You know, ladies, that my heart goes out to those that are been victims of this heinous crime and this, you know, this egregious act, you know, heart goes out to you. I never want to hear about anybody getting put in that position, you know, at any cost of their own dignity. But it is what it is. He done did the deed, and he got caught now. He done lost about almost $10 million because he was due for that roster bonus next year, going on to the Ravens salary cap, I think $9.5 million. And it was the when the initial news of this surfaced over the summer, you know, his chick Janae came on to apologize for her actions that got her husband, her quote unquote, well, her husband at the time after they did the press conference, into this. Shorty, you don't need to apologize for nothing. Ain't no man supposed to put their hands on a female regardless. And that's a punk move in my case, you know, as far as I'm considering it. And, you know, my thing is, if you want to hit somebody, hit a man. You know what I mean? If you're feeling that kind of way. And, you know, left hooking your shorty and a head banging into the elevator for going out cold, that's not a good look for you, homie. So going to be hard for you to get a job somewhere around the NFL. I don't know if you want to go to Arena League or the CFL, Canadian Football League, but it's going to be hard for you to get another job here in the NFL, dog. And they're spending him indefinitely at this point in the game, too. So I don't know if you're going to get a lifetime ban, a year's ban, whatever the case may be. You know, call it bad time and call it bad decision-making, but whatever you call it, it's bad news for Ray Rice, dude. And just as a sidebar, I remember the girl, Janae. She's from my block originally. Not my block, but from around my way. Her grandmother lived in my building on the third floor. I used to see her come to the building when she was a little girl in the summertime to hang out every so often. And it was crazy when my man told me. He was like, yo, that's Tiffany's cousin from the third floor. Like, you know what that is. She was young when we was around there. She's about almost 10 years younger than me, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, Ray Rice, you officially are out of here right now, homie. And I hope you learn from your lesson, or you learn this lesson. If you don't, you're going to hear this music again, but now he's dead. Condominium Beach House out of here. Damn, good timing.
My women be so prestigious. Tell me the things you need, right. Places you wanna see. Till we get filthy rich, Lionel Richie, but still a G. Tell by what's on my feet, tell him by how I move. It's terrible when I'm rough, it's wonderful when it's smooth. Rules of engagement, candles lit in the basement. Leather in all the cars, Bel Air every occasion. Versace on my back, belt in my feet. It's still double M every day of this week. Black bottle boy, let me sweep you off your feet. The red bottom boss, half a ticket every week.
Talk is cheap, and flowers die. What's the point of your apologies if they all end up in lies? I don't even know why. It's so hard for some to truly see. Money don't make no man, and love reigns over everything.
All I want
your money, 'cause money can't buy my heart. I never wanted your money, all I wanted was your love, but I don't need you no more.
Salute DJ B, Philly, the VA, Scratch Canics, Fresh Radio, the block. And right now you're checking out TM Hyman Radio live. You know what it is.
Don't be afraid to get old, man. You may learn some shit. You may know some shit. You may see some shit. Told me I was old. I had to tell her. You could go to any hood. Bet they know me. Rose gold, pinky ring. Master Roley. Boy, use the Lord. Garrett Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie. Big homie. Big homie, big homie, big homie. Boy, use the Lord, Gary Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie,
I went and bought a new bitch. She was something that we got a paper tag, and it's a hundred. My bellman called me Sir Combs or Richard Drummond. My Rolls Royce spray cologne, the fragrance money. It's bad boy. Ciroc, I'm a rattle coming, them love it.
Love it.
I show up with my jewelry on and never doubt it.
Never
you
doubt
show
it.
Up with your jewelry on and leave without it. I could go to any hood, bet they know me. Rose gold, pinky ring, Master Roley. Boy, use the Lord, Garrett Coleman. I be calling all the shots, big homie.
Not 53. Thanks for rocking with us. Hey, back to school. 2014-15 has been the subject tonight. And we want to encourage you. Listen, set the clock. Make sure the kids get up and go to school on time. They can't get there on time if you late coming back in, late from the club, and got to take them to school. Stop playing. Listen, make the lunches. Set the alarm clock. Iron the clothes the day before. It's about preparation. What it do? You got Toya live from New York, Delaware. Hot chocolate plant city, St. James, the DMV, TM, Tampa, Florida, and wherever you are. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. We're back on Wednesday inside Hump Day. That's what it is. Got a few minutes left in the show. You want to jump on 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Real talk, real people, real times. We that crew. Hey, it's time to get up out of here.
All right, and
y'all don't want to go. Save,
are you okay over there?
I'm good. I was sipping on something, so I was a little bit slow.
I'm saying because there's plenty of room over here on the losers bench with my Cowboys.
Wait a minute.
It ain't no thing. I mean, we accept, you know.
Hey, all I'm saying is.
Gina, I just helped you, Save. You won't hear anything else.
Thank you, good sir. All I'm saying is, Gina, if I know you're listening, win a playoff game in this decade, and then maybe we can have something to talk about. Okay.
Listen, we beat y'all twice.
Just stop. Okay,
you gonna
anyway.
Turn my mic off again?
I'll set it off. I want to I got a couple shout outs real quick. Shout out my man Chef JR, Kitchen Cray team.
What up, Chef?
He about to get on check that Hell's Kitchen, the season premiere coming out on September 10th, Hell's Kitchen coming out. My man Chef JR from Kitchen Cray is gonna be featured on there also as one of the competing chefs. So he's making big moves. He's making moves right now. And I want to send a rest in paradise shout out to my Uncle Bobby Madison out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was a patriarch of our Madison family in Philadelphia, had a strong name. Madison's rang bells in the 70s, and they still ringing bells now, man. He fell asleep last Saturday, and, you know, we sent him home this past Sunday. So, you know, wonderful service. And, you know, thank you for allowing me to be a part of your family. Yes, sir. We'll see.
What it is. Yo, I've never heard that before, Sabe. He fell asleep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Rest in peace. Hey, I mean, I don't know what's going on in Florida. Speaking of, I mean, just people falling asleep, if you will. I mean, like 6 African-American females have died here recently on the interstate driving the wrong way.
The wrong way to right, yeah.
Whoa. Like in 1 week on an interstate, how do you drive in the opposite direction on an interstate, folks? I
Yo,
mean, we got to be careful. Come on.
We have definitely
got to be something.
On that basketball
still. No sense at all.
It's something beyond that, but, ooh, okay. But we will see you on Wednesday, definitely, for Relationship Wednesday Hump Day. We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio, The General, your girl Hot Chocolate, Sabe James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee Willingham,
yep.
Toya, Nokia. Peace out. We'll see you.
Talk radio show. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. CM Hyman live. Talk.